had to face the second over of the innings from Michael Holding, an over that lives in the memory of such as David Gower.
Michael isn't the slowest bowler that's ever walked this earth, and he made a very, very special effort indeed for the first over of the day to Jeff Boycott there, and he'd warmed up especially well beforehand. He set his mind out, he set his stall out to be as quick as he could and as frightening as he could in that first over. It really was one of the most devastating overs you'll ever see in Test cricket.
The Boycott over from Holding has gone down as a cricket legend, really, in the West Indies. It is repeated over and over. People, of course, who weren't there will tell you exactly what happened with every ball and claim that they were. And it was an outstanding over. There was no question about it. Here was one of the great opening batsmen of all time facing one of the greatest fast bowlers of all time. Holding just steamed in and gave him this tremendous over. I don't think he touched any delivery, even though he played it all.
And here is Holding coming in again from the northern end. On the way now to bowl to Boycott. And Boycott bowls! Legs up out of the ground. A ball of full length. Boycott not in behind it. And the leg stump plucked out of the ground and set back a long, long way.
Yeah, I saw that, and I saw, I think, an even more frightening over later with an old ball. He bowled an over at Bath, which was frighteningly quick. And I can remember Ian gloving a ball to David Murray. Actually knocked him over, and he dropped it. Spun him round, and he dropped the ball. And two balls later, he gloved another one, which he hung on to. And I was then busy putting some pads on, and Ian came into the dressing room and very quietly put his bat into his bag and said to Kenny Barrington, "I'm sorry, Kenny, I can't bet against that." So I thought, "Well, thanks, Ian." In next, without the ability of the great Botham. To which he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't see you sitting there."
And there's more poignancy in those remarks to Ken Barrington than just the fact that, as the assistant manager, he'd seen England bowled out that day for 122.